It's the Cartzeloni podcast for Wednesday, November 10th, 2010. Image post today by Lucy Kempton. We have a podcast for it because I asked her to describe the process in making this collage. Lucy Kempton is British, living in Brittany with husband and dog, and sometimes teaching English. She blogs at Box Elder, and she co-edited Cartzeloni's water issue a couple years ago with Catherine Durham Old Mixon.
I once accidentally hit a button in the free Picasa editing program which I used, which enabled a face recognition function. The faces which were identified in all the pictures that I carried on my laptop were then framed square and appeared in a separate album, so I found that I had a crowd of uninvited faces hovering at the top of my Picasa window. They were a bit odd and unsettling. There were familiar images of people close to me, some of which have been emailed to me, friends and family at weddings and other occasions, such as my sister's funeral. There were babies of my acquaintance and some very old black and white images from family albums which I'd scanned. And these were all surprisingly poignant when they were isolated from their context, I found. But as well, there were sort of unrecognisable blurred features of strangers who happened to be passing in the street when I was just photographing something else. And there were faces from sculptures and statues in churches and paintings just in the background of things. There were some Burmese Buddhas and frescoes from a trip which my elder sister made with her son, which I downloaded to edit for her. And there was even a cat which obviously looked human enough to be recognised as such by the programme. So they were indeed a crowd, their identities more or less known to me, some jumping out strongly, others were quite mystifying or vague, just arbitrarily picked out by the software. I persisted with this element of randomness and selected all of them, several hundred, and made a number of unspecified grid collages, which is another Picasa action, which I then put into larger and larger grids of smaller and smaller faces. I repeated and reshuffled them as far as possible until the program began to stall, because it's a bit clunky. Then I put it into a tinted monochrome, and I played about with the levels to make them all rather more homogenized, and also slightly more anonymous, although I think some people may recognize their own faces in this collage. I like the fairly unsophisticated nature of this free software. You just make what you can within its limits.